Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Doing the chapter on showing kindness, shafqat, rahmat to the fellow believers, to our brothers. So under this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought different ahadith, some of them showing the sacrifice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, even of his own personal ibadat, his own personal mamulat, so that things don't become difficult for the believers. And yesterday we explained the qualities that a Muslim has. So extending on the different qualities that a Muslim has, today's hadith deals with some of these beautiful qualities. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-muslimu akhul muslim, la yakhunuhu wa la yakdhibuhu wa la yakhdhuluhu, kullul muslimi ala muslimin haramun irduhu wa maluhu wa damuhu, at-taqwa hahuna yahsabu بحسب امرئ من الشر يحقر اخاه المسلم رواه الترمذي. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. See how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts off this hadith, al muslimu akhul muslim, that a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. Automatically you are connected. Yesterday we explained that a person may be in this part of the world, another person may be in the most remote part of the world. But like how a telephone line, one person is connected to the exchange, another person is connected to the exchange, by the virtue of the fact that they're both connected to an exchange, they are connected to each other, they can call to each other, they can speak to each other. So there is a much stronger exchange that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, more stronger than a telephone exchange, is the exchange of iman. That in this exchange, doesn't matter where the brother is, al-muslimu akhul muslim, you are connected to him. There is a strong bond and a strong connection. This is the beauty of Islam, and in fact, and non-Muslims also are able to appreciate it. One non-Muslim white person mentioned to me, when I look at the Muslims, I can see that they're all connected. Each one seems to be very familiar with the next one. If they meet as though they knew each other for so many years, so long ago they knew each other. This person was, I think, like a gym instructor. So he was telling me, he met me one place, he's telling me, when my customers come and clients come and two Muslims happen to meet each other, it's as though they knew each other for years. And I asked him, how you know? He said, the first time I met the person. So this is how Allah Ta'ala has created a network. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. And you see it, one person goes to an ijtima somewhere, foreign country, he doesn't know anybody there, but he's so comfortable staying there for those days, sometimes to go for a 40 days or 4 months of people, that he don't even know from above. So how does this happen? Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to us that Allah Ta'ala's system is such that Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. One Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. لا يخونه. So the first right that this brother enjoys, that he does not cheat him, that he does not deceive him, either in business, whether it's in marriage, whether it's with a secret, whichever way, he doesn't deceive him, he doesn't cheat him. What he sees is what he gets. He's not putting a package and an advert in front, and behind it is something else. So whatever this Muslim is doing, his style, his way, his manners, his approach, what you see is what you get. This is a Muslim. So the first thing he does, he doesn't deceive, he doesn't cheat his brother. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَلَا يَكْذِبُهُ. He doesn't lie to him. One Muslim doesn't lie to another Muslim. So if a person is lying, he must know how serious it is. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam is telling us that a Muslim doesn't lie to another Muslim. The next thing is, وَلَا يَخْذُلُهُ. He does not abandon him. Sometimes they use this expression, he doesn't launch him, abandon him. When that Muslim brother needs help, then his brother is there to help him. When he's going past, he seems stuck on the side of the road. This is my brother. I stop to see how I can offer some assistance. He's going past, somebody is an assistant, something. His brother is there. He knows he helps him. Somebody passes away, he gets the news. He's there for the janazah. If there's nobody there to attend, he is there personally to go. So this is a Muslim. So one thing he doesn't do is he doesn't abandon his brother at the time of need. When his brother needs help, he's there to help him. Now this is a style of a Muslim. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Kullul muslimi ala al-muslimi haramun," that for one Muslim upon another Muslim, certain things are haram, certain things are unlawful. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining what is unlawful. The honor, the wealth and the life of every Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim. The honor, in other words, I can't take away some other Muslim's honor. That's his honor, he deserves his honor. That respect he should be getting. His life, he should be protected. That life of his is very valuable. The life of a Muslim is not something that is cheap. It's something that is valuable. It's honor. It's unlawful for another Muslim to attack it or to take it in any way. The next thing is a person's wealth. So his wealth, his honor, his life is unlawful to another Muslim. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains another part, at-taqwa ha-huna. Taqwa is here, referring to the heart. This is where the actual taqwa is. Outwardly sometimes we can display taqwa, but taqwa really is in the heart. When there's nobody that can see me, nobody that knows me, how do I react at that time? Do I have the taqwa here? Or am I just putting up a display for others to see? Taqwa is not important. Outward is very, very important. But asal taqwa is in the heart. That what is this heart? How is this heart reacting to the different situations that a person finds himself in? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is sufficient to be regarded as a sin when a person despises his Muslim brother. He looks down unnecessarily at his Muslim brother. This is sufficient to be regarded as a sin. Allah Ta'ala save us. Here what it means is that unnecessarily there is no need to look down at someone, and now we're trying to look and find faults in a person. As we explained yesterday, that many people, every one of us, got some type of fault. Everyone, if we look into our own lives, we'll see there's so many faults. Therefore, Mullah Ubaidullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away now. He mentioned very nice, he said that Allah Ta'ala has given a Muslim two eyes, and Allah Ta'ala has given a hypocrite also two eyes. A Muslim, with one eye, he looks at his fault, and with the other eye, he looks at the good of others. And a person who is a hypocrite, with one eye, he will look at his good, and with the other eye, he'll look at the faults of others. So all the time, when it comes to people's individual, personal lives, that at all we don't pry. But obviously, when it comes to people that now publicly are affecting others, for example, as we mentioned yesterday, a person is stealing, he's a rogue, he's dishonest. If someone is involved in drugs, and we know that person is involved in drugs, then we have a duty to inform others that be careful, that your money doesn't go with this person. He seems to be very friendly outwardly, but he's taken so many people for a ride, so be careful. So now this is not despising another Muslim, this is actually helping other Muslims so that their wealth doesn't get lost. Or like that we can find from the ulama, from their perspective, define that certain people may be dangerous for the iman of the believers. So now they warn others that be careful of this particular person. So this is allowed, actually this is something that is encouraged in Shariat. So it all depends on what a person's niyat is. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.